Hey everybody, quick little video today. I was thinking about this and I hope it speaks true to some people that might really need to hear it. We're going to jump into 1 Peter 5 verses 8 through 11, and I'm going to take it in two basic chunks today. And let's just start out right in the verses and get to it. In verses 8 and 9 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, being steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." So a few things. First of all, some would say that Satan is behind everything, and I'm not going there because that's absolutely not true. Satan's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. He has not all power. He can't be in all places at all time. But what he does do is he exploits every opportunity he can to trip us up. He loves to do that. He is all about destruction in our lives. He wanted to be God. He can't be God. The job's not open. And so he's quite frustrated by that, and he takes it out on humanity, especially on God's people. And so we need to know that. We need to be on guard against him. It tells us here in these verses that the same sufferings experienced by our brotherhood are the same sufferings that we're experiencing. And we know that because there's really nothing new. The things that you and I have difficulty with, that other believers have difficulty with, they've been the same things going on since the beginning. Matter of fact, I was reading out of 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except as such is common to man." Same stuff, different day, different packaging. But I do know that some have a proclivity to certain things while others to different things. There's temptations that are common to you, temptations that are common to me, things that the enemy loves to exploit in us. And so we need to guard ourselves against those. And we don't need to be embarrassed about the fact that these temptations come up. The Lord says he knew that would be the way it was. He knew that from the very beginning. But we do need to fight. There is a fight that must be engaged in. And I like what James 4, 7 through 8 says. It gives us some specifics that I've used frequently. And I'll just read it for you. "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." So pretty simple. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And then draw near to God. And we do that through prayer and through being in the Word, because when we're in those places, we're communing with God. We're spending time with him. So I hope you'll remember those in particular. Submit, resist, and draw near. And we do suffer just in the very fact that we're always having to be battle ready in this life, wearing the full armor of God. We know that suffering is there, but it serves a purpose. We even talked about that in 2 Corinthians just 2 weeks ago, that our suffering actually makes the ministering we do greater. It has more power to it. And we know that suffering is transforming us. Nobody wants suffering, but the truth is it's there. And just like Satan uses every opportunity to try to trip us up, God is using every opportunity to grow us up. And I love that part. And that's kind of where Peter's going to go now, is he hits these next two verses, verses 10 and 11. And he's going to pray for us. He's going to pray for all the believers. And I love the four pieces that are going to come out of this prayer. Hopefully you'll catch them too as I read it to you. It says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let's just go through those really quickly, those four things. That God would perfect us. Actually, that term there, perfect, is what they used for mending nets. When nets were broken or they had a breach in them, they'd put them back together. They were perfecting them. They were equipping those nets to do their job. And so perfecting here is God equipping us to stand with him, to walk with him, to be able to go through the battle and to win it. So he's mending together all the breaches in our life that we might be equipped and ready to go. The second one was to establish us, and that is to cause us to stand firm. We've never been told to flee from the enemy. We've been told to put on the whole armor of God, and after having done all that we can do, to stand. And that is our instruction. We stand firm, and that was Peter's prayer here. The third one is to strengthen us, and I like this because It's speaking of us being strengthened by God's strength, not our own. In truth, how much strength do we really have? We're fighting a spiritual war without God on our side, without the Holy Spirit in us. We're doomed. But the fact is that we have the strength of God living inside of us. And he says, stand by my strength, not by your own. And that was Peter's prayer here, that they would stand in the strength of God, not by their own flesh. And finally, he says that God would settle us. And that's the word used for a foundation. Now, for you and I, we know in our homes, if the foundation begins to settle, it cracks. But what we're talking about for a foundation here is not man-made foundation. The foundation is Jesus, our King, our Savior, the King of glory. And he does not move. He's immovable. He's not going to crack. He's not going to break. He's not going to shift on us. None of those things. He is immovable. Therefore, you and I are immovable. Now, I just want to take all that and sum it together for right now, because we started with trials, with temptations, with the enemy exploiting those pieces. And what I want to tell you is, even as we look at this prayer today, maybe you got too much time on your hands. Maybe you're stressed out and some of the things have changed and shifted in your world. Your routine's been messed up. Maybe you've been placed in a position where there's more stress than before, or maybe less stress than before. But I'm believing, just as Peter's prayer is here, that God would do these things and we would receive them, because I believe for many, he wants to give a breakthrough. I don't think that Satan's the only one who looks for opportunities. I know God is always looking for an opportunity to do something in us, to transform us more into the likeness and image of Jesus. And I believe that's what he's doing right now. Would you receive it? Would you go back through and read Peter's prayer? Would you let this become your prayer? And would you let this become a time that when we come out of the coronavirus, you say, God did such an amazing thing in my life in this time. This is one of the most fond moments of all my lifetime. I'm praising Jesus for it. I had a breakthrough. I grew. I understand more. And I can stand firm in him. That's my prayer for you. I hope it's your prayer for yourself. And we'll talk to you soon.